Happy, happy New Year's here, everybody. Here we are. This is episode number two. For me today, I am so excited to be part of the festivities. We're all scrambling here. Programmers today don't know what to call it. They're hesitant to say Happy New Year. And you know what? I am too. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to sound like a stick in the mud, maybe. All right, I'm going to wish you a rowdy new year. All right, I want to shake you awake. Rowdy new year to you. All right, this is 2023. We are going to see the First Amendment, our free speech, is going to sink or fail. It is either going to sink or swim right now. We're going to see that. There is a grasp for the golden ring of free speech. Because someone has to control all outgoing messages to be successful here from a globalist point of view. They need to control. They need to flood the zone with their propaganda, which we've actually allowed them to codify, and we pay our tax dollars for them to do. And because of it now, we got rogue agencies gone completely crazy. They do not work for the people any longer. But free speech, we're going to see it sink or swim this year. All right, so rowdy new year to you. If it's, I don't know how it can be happy. How could it be a happy new year? That wouldn't imply that there's, you know, lots of bright light on the horizon, that things are looking good for the economy, maybe looking good for your children's future, maybe looking good for you as a homeowner. A property owner, or being gainfully employed, or not having your DNA altered. But is there happy times on the horizon for any of that? I mean, I don't see anything in the news for it. So rowdy new year to you. I hope you wake from your slumber, gain some situational awareness. You know, I tell people a lot, turn your damn TV off. Just turn it right off. I mean, technically, you would be better off to be completely uninformed than to be propagandized and misinformed. All right, that's definitely more dangerous. Myself, and this was a training and evolution in me personally, I stopped watching the news and started scanning the news. And you've all seen the collages where they'll put up dozens and dozens and dozens, even hundreds of network broadcasters from all over the country repeating, parroting, like mockingbirds, an exact quote narrative for us to consume. Every single one of them exactly word for word. And the power in that. People don't realize it. They just hear it so often. So, and you got to hear something at least 10 times before it's a minimum of that, before it's committed to long-term memory. So they soften the target, and that's all you see and hear. And they became masters, totalitarian intellectual masters at being able to create algorithms, a little Snoop society, to be able to go out and cleanse the public stage of any and all dissenting views. And I should take that back. Not all. You know, there's always that exception. And there was bits and pieces of information that slipped through. And those little nuggets of information, as a matter of fact, it was what eventually is leading to the deluge that we're seeing now. All right, so the free speech, and I always said this, is if it's surrounded around a nugget of truth, raw truth is what it is. It is not going to change. It doesn't evolve. The truth is the truth, and it's always there. It may be hidden. It may be out of sight. It may be right under your nose, but out of sight. But the truth is always there. And lies, by virtue of what they are, require more lies. The ground does shift under your feet. So because of that, anyone who's just a little bit perceptive, got some situational awareness, when they see the ground keeps moving under their feet, you know, the vaccine is effective. It'll prevent you from getting sick. Oh, well, no, it won't. Or no, at least it'll prevent transmission. Well, no, it doesn't do that either. Well, at least it isn't more harmful than a disease. Well, I guess that turned out to be a lie. I mean, how much ground has to shift under your feet before you start saying, well, you know what? I think we're following a lie. The truth must be somewhere else. You don't have to hang your hat on everything the government says. So they couldn't possibly lie to me. The government loves me. I pay them to love me. And they keep charging me more and more and more. Right? You would think that with the amount of tax love that we send to them, that we live in an absolute utopia. And it's something they have promised us, too, which turned out to be another lie. I don't know. God, I can't believe it. I'm only 7 minutes into the show, and I've already significantly pissed myself off. I'm going to bring it down a notch. Happy New Year, everybody. Please do go over to republicbroadcasting.org. Make sure this website's in your favorite folder. All right, go and check out the programmers. There's 24/7 programming there for you. All right, a true free speech platform has been around for a very long time, pioneers in internet radio. All right, take advantage of this. Please share it around. There's a one-click player, so even progressives can come to Republic Broadcasting, say, well, I'm going to check this out, and hit the one-click player, and they, too, can be listening to the wonderful shows that come out of this network. And, of course, hit the donation button on your way out, if you will, because we are here because of you. All right? Not just because we want to have you out there consuming information and sharing it, because of you in that way we're going to grow, but it's because of you and generous contributions that come in. It's because of you, when you hear programs you like and say, you know what, I'm going to buy me some of that ad space. All right, that is what keeps us growing. I've said this 1,000 times. I'm going to say it one more time here right now, is anything that doesn't grow dies. And I'm not happy with stagnation, in case you haven't noticed. So please give as much or as little as you can. And do put in a thank you to the guys that run the station. An enormous amount of work goes into pulling this off. Some of you might be disillusioned and think it's just a cakewalk and fully automated. It's nothing like that. These technical things require people that know what they're doing to be able to fix them right on the fly, to keep things running smooth and content going out, no dead air, all that good stuff. So please do thank them. Send them a little note along with your contribution and let them know that they are every bit there at the tip of the spear, along with all the programmers here. And we got the best audience in all of Al Gore's internet. That's all I can tell you. I'm going to slip right over. I want to make sure we get all our callers in this this New Year's Day. I'm going to start with a caller from Illinois. Darren, how are you? You're on the air.
Good. Good morning. Happy New Year. I just wanted to let you know I appreciate you talking about pertinent topics. I know I've heard recently Poland has entered the theater of war in Ukraine. That's a definite ratcheting up of hostilities over there. If Poland's in there, NATO's at war with Russia. And the prince, the chief of NATO, is the United States. And I fully, wholly anticipate this just going red hot. And I think 2023 is more than likely when it's going to happen. I mean, the timing is such, we should see just catastrophe this coming year. Right alongside holding hands with the genocide that's taken place with these poison shots, we should be watching our countrymen fall dead and crippled, and we should be watching war come to our homeland, to our soil. You know, and somebody was asking earlier this morning, was one of the big events of 2022? Well, I think it was the destruction of the Nord Stream gas pipeline between Russia and Germany. What an overt act of war performed by the West on Russia. What a in-your-face, we're at war with Russia type of event.
NATO's been very active in making sure that they have satellites all around Russia and all the neighboring countries ready for a future launch on them. And they recognize that. I mean, I'm one of those that, you know, I acknowledge that Russia's not the nicest guys on the block. But from a geopolitical point of view, our foreign policy has been nothing less than aggressive and colonial. So we are. I totally agree with you, heading in the wrong direction. But I want to ask you something, because I got a question that's on my little list of things to touch on today. And you're bringing it up with Ukraine. They recently, Zelensky has signed on to post-war loans from the IMF and the World Bank. To me, because I'm familiar with the IMF food riots and how the IMF and the World Bank work together, collapse a nation, bring about civil unrest, and wind up seizing the natural assets of the country. Do you think this is the end of Ukraine from that point of view, or do you think that anything that the IMF and the World Bank could offer them is going to help the region? What do you think?
I think Ukraine doesn't exist in the future as a sovereign nation. I think it gets divided up by its neighbors. What's left of Ukraine after the last cookie crumbles? I don't see Ukraine surviving this in its present structure, in its present configuration. And it will be, it has been being looted, you know, for what, since 2014, it's been plundered and looted. And you know, it's where we're at. I mean, Russia wants their native speaking people under their arm, under their wing, and they won't stop until they have it. And I know that Russia realizes they're not at war with solely Ukraine. They know they're at war with all of the West at this point. I mean, they've stated it in all their speeches. Putin and his subordinates have all made that plainly clear, that they realize it's a wider, broader struggle that they're in. And
China's trying to stay out of it and trying not to really pick a horse in the race, but they are economically lined up with Russia right now. They're starting to form trade alliances with each other, and we know the dollar's gone. You know, that something's got to be done, and unfortunately, while we're in a state of financial instability with the World Economic Forum making the moves that they are, this transition in the CBDCs and digital currencies, I'm really worried that, I mean, the whole house of cards is coming down. The war with Russia and Ukraine and how that could expand, you know, that's on fire. Our currency is on fire. There's any one of a number of things, I think, this coming year could lead to very tough times, things that people in this country, except for the very few that may have been around during the Depression that are still alive, most people alive today haven't seen times as tough as I think they could get.
Well, things could change quickly. I mean, it's like that old story, a rich man that's broke, and somebody asks him, how did you lose all your money? He said, well, I lost it slowly, and then I lost it all at once, you know. And we've been through that incremental change, but I think the other shoe could drop very quickly. I know my utility bills here in Middle America in Illinois, they've doubled. I've lived in this residence for 15 years, and my utility rates are exactly twice what they used to be. And that happened overnight. That happened just in the blink of an eye. I'm paying twice what I used to for my electricity. So things can change so fast.
That's only going to keep trending in that direction. You know, people have asked me, what do I think? What are my projections? And I'm very intimately familiar with Agenda 21, 2030 and how it operates. And I can tell you now from a regulatory point of view, from a taxing point of view, and from a maintenance cost point of view, everything associated with single family homes or residential homes, you know, single family, double, you know, two family, things like that, private transportation to own your own gas vehicle, these are going to become such a regulatory burden, a financial burden, to the point of being cost prohibitive. And that is their ultimate goal. I'm going to come right out and say it. The idea is to price you out of those things and push you into 15-minute cities. So unless you're invested in the green nonsense, you have adopted a worldview where you don't really care about private property, about things, really about living anywhere too much above the subsistence level, you know, everyone else is going to do nothing but have shoulder financial and regulatory burden, and they're going to shrink and wilt and wither. That's my opinion.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, people have that tendency to follow the path of least resistance, and they'll use the carrot and the stick, and they'll prod us right where they want us to go. And I think you're right on the ball. You know, I do listen to your show on Saturdays occasionally when I'm able to catch it. But I said Happy New Year. I wanted to say, you know, I have the best of the apocalypse, because it's as though we are in the apocalypse. You know, that's how I feel about it. I mean, my attitude about it doesn't ebb from day to day. We've been in this for 3 years now, the better part of 3 years, and this isn't going to go away. We're only in the throes of it.
This is the early stages. You know what's a wonderful book that I recommend people check out? The heck is it called? Again, just through a mental block as I was trying to bring it up here. Strategic Relocation. Very well written book, and it's historically rich from a military point of view in what happens within a nation as they slip into unrest in the Civil War and things like that, and what happens around population centers in major north, south, east, west roadways. You're going to see the original triggers, the things to look for where things are now coming unraveled, is going to obviously spark off in the cities. They're going to be among the first to go without food. And I see this daily. I don't know about you, but I peruse social media, and there's one channel that I watch on Twitter. And from a psychological point of view and a strategic point of view, it's bothersome. And that's the amount of violence that we're seeing in restaurants and establishments. You know, little street-level businesses in urban areas are just becoming little riot zones. And I can promise you that when, you know, you go in and you loot a Walmart or any store, I mean, how many times are they going to go and tell someone, put up new windows, put up new displays, and restock all the shelves just for the next morning or in the middle of the night for the next group of marauders to come in and clean them out? Eventually, those urban areas that are experiencing the looting, and it's happening now, all it's going to do is increase a little bit in the flow of products into the urban areas. It includes food, it includes diapers, and everything. It is going to stop. And that's, you've got just a couple of days. If you live in the outskirts of these areas, you need to be getting yourself to your bug out zone, because it's about to blow. And I see that. I mean, don't you see a lot of the, especially in the cities where they've decriminalized stealing up to $900 worth of product and stuff? I mean, don't you see this is just, they've lit the fuse, didn't they?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I'm glad you mentioned Joel Skousen's book. I had the privilege to talk to Joel Skousen and Dr. Stan Monteith on Dr. Stan's show back the early 2000s.
Nice.
I hear the music.
Yeah, that's a very interesting book, don't you think?
Yeah, I heard him interviewed on Alex Jones quite a bit about that book when it came out. Very, very good information. I'll let you go. I'll let you go, but good to talk to you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the call, and Happy New Year to you. Now, I think I
happy
hear
apocalypse
some bumper.
To you, sir.
Yeah. Rowdy New Year. yes, indeed. I don't know if I heard bumper music coming in or not. I'm going to try to bump up my volume a little bit because my hearing is not there. All right, good deal. Well, we'll be right back after this short break. Repel Politics, and you are listening to New Year's Special on Public Broadcasting Network. See you in just a minute.
Out because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Hi, Happy New Year. Welcome to Republic Broadcasting Network's New Year's Day Free Speech Marathon, or whatever it is we're going to call it. All right, we can call it whatever the heck we want to, but we are going to be speaking about things. Those things got to do with stuff, and that stuff's pretty important. All right, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Our last caller, Darren from Illinois, You chimed in and wished us a happy apocalypse. And, boy, it does seem like we're rocket sledding towards that. I tend to say rowdy New Year because I want you to be a little bit more rowdy than you are. All right? Wake the hell up, people. All right? The government has partnered with globalists and they picked your pocket. All right? More than once. I want you to think back. Think back to when the housing market tanked in 2008. All right, because our market right now is at its lowest that it's been since 2008. Well, what happened then? Well, we found out that the big lending institutions, the transnational banks, were in cahoots with government. And they were chopping up mortgages, giving them false AAA ratings. And they looted the American economy. The housing market tanked, overpriced by two-thirds. And we caught them, all right? We said, you know, what in the hell are we going to do about this? And government said, well, here's a couple of terms I want you to get to be familiar with, all right? Too big to fail, all right? We can't just let the banks fail. That wouldn't be right. That's not what the American people want, all right? They're telling us what we want all the time, and that we're saying that to them. Is not what the American people want. We said, wait just one pocket, pick a minute. It sounds like you're going to bail them out. And he says, well, yeah, that's what. Am I still there? Okay, good deal. I guess I cut out for a minute. I think I'm spiking. That's what it was. I'm getting excited and I spiked. Yes, we were told that they're going to bail out all these banks that had just picked our pockets. We said, no, don't you dare. Don't you dare use out what remaining tax dollars of ours that you might have that they haven't stolen and give that to them. The only thing too big to fail is liberty. Not banks. Banks that make bad decisions, banks that defraud the people, they can fail. They should fail. That's the way free market systems work. I don't know. Another quick break coming up, and then we're going to take some calls at the bottom of the hour. This is Dave Kopasz, Red Pill Politics, and you are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back. You stay tuned.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
January 1st, 2023. That's right, the year of the apocalypse. Is that what we're looking at? Some think so. But it's not going to be a typical year. It is not going to be a typical year. You're going to have to do something. You're going to have to pick a side. Are you going to be a serf and a slave? In which case, you know, according to Yuval Noah Harari, you are actually going to be in a good spot as a serf and a slave. You're going to be pretty much, once they get you chipped up and connected, they're going to provide you with everything that they have determined that you need. What you don't want to be is what you all know Harari described as those that just don't want to be part of this new system, this new digital system and beneath your skin monitoring. And resistant to just taking government vaccines, you know, that these people, they're less than among these other useless and excess people out there, the serfs and the slaves. You are less than them. You're not even as good as a serf or have value. That was the word he used. You have less value than a serf or a slave. And my question to you for this new year is that if you are among those that's not happy being a serf or a slave, nor are you going to just go along with what the government tells you you should be thinking, you know, what do they have in store for you? If you're a serf, you live with subsistence. You get just what you need. You get your gray suit that you wear on the street and to work and to everywhere. And you get your carbon allowance as far as how much beef you can have. if it's even beef at all, Bill Gates might whip you something up in the lab and tell you it's beef and charge you extra for it. You know, that's if they don't turn you off. I don't know, folks. Buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride. I've got calls stacked up here, and I got to get through them. I got less than a half hour to go. We are going to start with Pat from Texas. How are you, Pat?
I'm fine. Hi, Dave. You caught my attention a while ago. Can you hear me?
I hear you good. It's so good to hear your voice today.
Good to hear you, too. I was in the middle of looking at this new app I got called Volcano Discovery. And it's earthquakes and photos and news. And you started talking about the ground moving before your feet.
Yeah, there's earthquakes all over the world every day. Pretty interesting stuff, isn't it?
Well, you know what the Ring of Fire is, right?
Yes.
It takes off about a third of the world. Okay. Over, 80 or 90% of recorded earthquakes have been on the Ring of Fire. But I can't tell you why. I mean, but anyway, today is like the 24 hours. I mean, it's on the Ring of Fire, but they don't have the map so that you can see the ring. They got opposite sides. It's really confusing. They give me a chance to complain. I'll tell them, put them all, you know, where we can see them. But anyway, there was a prophecy by a guy who said that the earth is going to be moving underneath the places where the evil is. And I started looking. Man, they got earthquakes in the state of Georgia now. I never did before. And, pardon me?
Well, I mean, you look at Old Faithful, you know, that entire system of geysers, the whole ground out there in the region, geographic region, is raising. You know, there's all kinds of geologic events that, you know, it's absolutely to me, it's amazing. I love it. It's interesting stuff how this happens. All the different cycles and forces that come into play, you know, from the plate tectonics beneath us and the tendencies of parts of the crust to move, the effects of the moon, solar cycles, you name it. Yeah. It's amazing, the creation that God made for us and how it works.
Well,
let me ask you, Pat, because I want to get a question into you. What do you consider the most profound event of 2022? What had the most impact on society, in your estimation, in a good or bad way? What was had the greatest influence in 2022?
I don't know. I just think the evil is just so bad out there. We just don't even touch the edge of it or tip of it or knowledge of it. You know, they worship the devil. I mean, it's like, I don't know why the Lord's let us go on so long. You know, but I just have to have faith that, you know, that he'll take care of me because there have been predictions of a bad earthquake here in Fort Worth. Like 9 on the Richter scale. Of course, you know, it gets bigger on the scale depending on the population, right?
Yeah. I mean, people got to be ready and understand what they have to do when that moment hits. There's not too many, a lot of places in the country that are entirely safe from any and all natural events. So, you know, bad things happen to good people. Those that live in geologically active areas, they just got to be smart and know when to get out of these structures.
Or try to change it so that God will protect you and not let it happen.
We were told that God will heal the nation of a righteous people, so there's a lot to be said there. And that being said, I got to get to two other callers, but what is your advice for the American people? What little piece of advice would you have to them that would make their life better or bring peace in their heart?
Just trust in the Lord with all your being, and he will direct your path. So if he tells you to leave, get out. If he tells you to stay, stay. Just whatever he tells you to do, it says he will.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so, whatever God puts on your heart, and ask him. Talk to him. Yep.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you so much. That's wonderful advice, and it's always good to hear your voice, and Rowdy New Year to you, Pat. I can't wait to hear from you again.
Okay. Well, people have been saying that 50 years, but if you had a 9-point earthquake in a city of over a million people, it wouldn't be too good with towers, buildings, and all, you know, it wouldn't be too good. So, you know, he had to warn Noah. How many years did Noah warned, or the people of that day before they didn't pay attention until the water was up to their neck, huh?
Yeah, they had to wait for it to start raining first.
120
All right. Pat, I could let you go and jump to two more callers, but very good to hear your voice, and Happy New Year. No, that was Pat from Texas, and good words of advice, I say. You know, I'm not afraid. I ask the Lord for strength and wisdom every day. Every day. I for whatever reason, I feel that if I could have those two things, both strength and wisdom, that I will persevere. All right? The only thing I can't do is quit. With strength and wisdom and my commitment not to quit, all I can do is take steps forward in some way, big or small. That's me. Let's get to another caller. Charlie from Florida. How are you, and Happy New Year?
Oh, thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. I was just calling in the previous caller before Pat had commented on some different things about the economy and you guys were talking about. And I just wanted to chime in a little bit on that and what's going on with housing. You mentioned that. But I don't know if you know it, but there's some taxes that hit us today. They came from this Inflation Reduction Act, which they passed. Yeah. Biden and them passed. We're being hit with a $6.5 billion natural gas tax. We're being hit with a $12 billion crude oil tax. And we're being hit with a 16-cent barrel a day crude oil tax on imported petrol products.
And a coal tax.
Okay. I'm sorry.
$8 billion to Africa for them to not produce coal. Treason for our president to be using our tax dollars to create artificial scarcity of something that is a daily asset for us. That's treasonous what he did.
Yeah, and then they also spent, sent $200-something million to Pakistan to study gender equality. I mean, anyway, but, you know, yeah, and so we're being hit. And then I read just in an article this morning over in the UK, and I believe this was in a hospital's in Liverpool area, but their beds are being filled and they don't have any room anymore but they're being filled with people that are coming in from exposure and they can't, and the beds are already being filled by people that they say had COVID. Of course, we know what that really is. That means they've been injected, right? So, for COVID. Yeah, and so they're running out of beds over there in England, and they're having to stack them up in the hallways and stuff. People are coming in from exposure and I don't know how much longer the people are going to be able to put up with this. I mean, especially over there, I mean they're freezing to death over there, and I don't know. But with all these taxes coming in, I expect we may be finding people that are going to be having to choose between their bills and. Like we already saw people that have died up there in Buffalo, right?
right? Yep, that's already happening. A lot of elderly people already make that decision whether they buy medication or food. It's sickening. It really is. And it's no sign of it getting better either. The price of medications are only going up, and they're just shifting the cost around. Sometimes it can make it look like the individual is paying less, but make no mistake about it, that's shifted on the taxpayer. They're just moving journal entries. What's your, I'm going to ask you too, like I did the other guests, what do you think is the most profound thing of 2022 that impacted the people last year?
Well, I would have to go with this Ukrainian debacle that we and the push that from NATO that got us into this war over there. I think there's other things going on also, but I think that's probably one of the biggest, because that could lead us into a world war.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's possible this could go nuclear. It could be become a global contagion without a doubt. But Ukraine has just been a hotbed, whether it's the Hunter Biden laptop, the bio labs that we come to find out were there. But Ukraine is a focal point on several, 2, 3, 4 different levels. I totally agree. Charlie, thank you so much for the call. I got to jump to one more before my time is up. But thank you very much. That was Charlie from Florida. Yeah, we've got our work cut out for us, peeps. There's a lot going on out there. I totally agree. Ukraine is a hotbed right now. There's a lot going on there. And there's so much to unpack. Like I said, with the Hunter Biden situation and the window dressing that he was for the laundering that took place through Ukraine. The FTX thing is mixed into this now. Horrible mess. I got one more call, and then we're going to be going to the transition team into the next show. Dane from Nevada will be our last call for this hour. Dane, how are you?
Good, thanks. Yeah, I just had a few issues with this whole vaccine thing, like your last caller was talking about. What I was wondering is, all these people that are allegedly getting injured by the vaccine, not the ones that have died, because we don't really, it's hard to say what's actually happening with them, because a lot of times they're not even being, they just won't say how they died. But the people who have been injured, what's happening with those people? Are they laid out at home? Are they walking around? That's what I want to know, is like, what is the status of these people that have been vaccinated and they've gotten some kind of injury? Do they continue living, or are they at home trying to recuperate? Because I want to see someone walking around and having a seizure, or I want to see someone I want to talk to someone that has expressed that they've been vaccinated and they're injured. I'm not saying that it's happened, but I'm just wondering, what is the status of these people? Where are they? What are they doing? And the second thing I want to know is
different levels of injury that take place. So they're probably convalescing, trying. I would really think that a lot of them are still embroiled with insurance companies. Because one of the disturbing things that's come out is there are people, for example, that die after getting the vaccine and they go to their insurance company. I got a short break here. Hey, I'm going to try to address that after the break, but then we got a transition team. Dane, thank you very much for the call. Happy New Year. And for the rest of you, stay tuned. We got a short break, and we'll be right back after these messages. This is republicbroadcasting.org.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
I went down, down.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S-Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Everybody, I am Dave Kopasz, host of Red Pill Politics, and I am so happy to be involved in today's festivities. We're doing an all-day New Year's free speech live stream here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm just wrapping up my segment here, and I get to welcome in Roger Landry. Roger, you hearing me okay?
I'm hearing you just fine. Thank you.
Right on. Welcome aboard, Roger. I've been really looking forward to chit-chatting you with just a little bit here. Love what you do. You've been out there slugging away for a while, too. And I'm curious, what are you optimistic for 2023? Do you think we're going to be able to shake the people awake and get them to reconnect and understand with what their freedoms really are, what their rights really are, and that with rights... I teed off on this last night for about an hour and a half. I'm so tired of people clamoring for their rights and never come along the other half of the way and assume the responsibility that comes with it, because with rights of every kind come equal proportions of responsibility. What do you think? Are you optimistic that we're going to be able to do it?
I would tell you, well, first off, for anybody in your audience that doesn't know, I worked for the government for 30 years. I worked for the DOD as a contractor through Raytheon. And I have over 1.5 million air miles. I have been out of the country 80% of every year for almost 28 years straight, working on things that go bang or things that find things that go bang. I'm going to tell you right now, I started this 12 years ago because I was so disgusted at what I saw happening. And I kept warning people it's all going to come to a head. Here we are. We sit there right now. Is it going to be better in 2023? I'm going to tell you what is better, Dave, and it's the perfect question for me. This is what's better. In the 14 years since I started the Liberty Beacon Project in penance for what I did for a living for 30 years before that, in all of that time, okay, I have never seen so many people waking up so quickly. And damn it, it took almost the destruction of America to do it, but nothing. Hirohito said it himself, who his emperor told him, okay, you will attack America. He said, I can't, my emperor.
There'll be an American little rifle. What was the pinch? What was the pinch that the American people felt? What, you know, when you saw that turnaround, what was the hot button issue? What was the pinch that did that?
I'm going to tell you, but a whole lot of people probably will ha this, but it's the truth. It was the absolute stealing of the election of 2020 that turned so many people off. It's insane. And everything that followed after that, they started to dig in deeper and deeper and deeper. And that was the catalyst that kicked them off that edge of the cliff. And they fell right into, I don't believe this anymore.
You know, it's a rabbit hole. You go down there and you go, holy mackerel. And that's why I've always been an advocate and not trying to dump everything in my head into someone else's. As I find that hot button issue, if their thing is agriculture, I show them agricultural corruption, let them go down that one rabbit hole, and you got them.
Yes.
Very good. We got our bumper music coming in. I want to say thank you to everyone that tuned in for this episode. Stay tuned for all the rest of them all day long. If you support what we're doing here, the Red Pill Politics Show, Republic Broadcasting Network, please go right now, hit that donation button, and send a big thank you to the guys that help out at the station and make this all happen. Roger, have yourself a great show. Everyone else, fly your flags high. Keep your powder dry. Love each other out there.
Thank you.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.